1,000 times yes. Hell yeah.
He scares me too. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I scream what is in all of our guts. That's
you
Friday.
Do scream it.
I scream it,
Most people just feel it in their guts.
Yeah, screw that.
And are happy.
Yeah, that's fine and all, but woo! Friday,
tend
man.
To celebrate.
I got some drinking to do.
Fridays. Do you? Is that your plan for the weekend?
Yeah, probably leave now so I can get started on that.
Right now?
Yes.
Well, I mean, we haven't done anything yet.
You know, we talked for 18 seconds. Okay. That's good.
Listen, I'm in.
Right on.
I'm game.
Right on.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Okay.
If we're going to stick around.
Sure, all right.
If we're going to stick around.
We'll pretend.
There's a new TikTok trend. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's your Ring camera. Basically, you ask a delivery person to do a dance for you.
Oh, nice. And some of them are going to, for sure, join in. Yeah, cool.
And some aren't.
Yeah, so go to hell. Take your damn package.
I can't imagine being like an Amazon driver and have to go on my route and stop at one place and go, all right, I have to do a dance.
But if you're bored out of your mind, maybe that's a good way.
Maybe.
Get a little energy burn off.
Leaf blower battles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The gas-powered ones are no longer illegal,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like they're all the most rude thing ever.
just when you're trying to get over that hangover tomorrow morning. Oh, my God.
And at NYU, they have a class on Taylor Swift.
Classes on everything.
That is a true thing.
What?
Plus, between 5 and 7, our All Request Fest.
Yeah, man.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
There is a... do you have...
I'm afraid where this question is.
Do you have leaf blowers near your house?
Leaf blowers?
Do you have, like, neighbors?
Every single day.
Do you?
Especially the more I want to sleep. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, that's it. What a lovely sound.
That is one of the most annoying things.
I hate it. You know, it's kind of that really particularly is annoying.
Yes, but what I love about it is that it's the rudest thing that we have. It's like, I don't want to clean up my leaves.
Right.
So I'm just going to blow them to your house.
I'm going to blow them into the street, and they're going to come over to your place or right up your driveway.
Everybody except for me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get them off of my property.
And they're going to blow right back. You know, the crazy thing is when you see a really windy day and they're out there doing
it.
I'm like, what's the
That
blowing?
Is hilarious, yes.
Why?
The leaf blower, according to a USC professor, the leaf blower is a truly vile invention. A major setback in the progress of civilization. And there are cities like Pasadena where they are outlawed. There are, ruling out gas-powered.
Right. Yeah. Pasadena for the win. Pass the donuts.
Today, and this is a stat that I found very fascinating, and then we'll take your calls if you have some on how to deal with leaf blowers.
Yeah.
Your neighbors.
Oh, my God. What do you do?
Today, operating the best-selling commercial lawnmower for 1 hour emits as much smog-forming pollution as driving the best-selling passenger car 300 miles.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
And that's just for a lawnmower. A leaf blower does much less. It just basically
annoys the hell out of everybody.
Yeah, then they start coming like up to the window. We're trying to have a cut. Can you see I? Could you maybe go away?
How do you deal with this with the neighbors? What's the move?
Yeah.
Do you have a move?
Seriously, what do you say?
818-955-KLOS. What is the move with the leaf blower?
Have you ever been able to talk them into not doing it?
No.
Yeah. Right?
No, I don't think that's a thing unless it's illegal. Even when it's illegal.
Yeah.
People won't care.
Nope.
It'll just be, you know what? The leaves are on your lawn, not mine. I win, you lose. 818-955-KLOS if you have an actual answer for how to deal with somebody with a leaf blower. Because that is an annoying sound. Stop. Stop doing that. Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about how you deal with leaf blowers.
Ah!
You have a suggestion?
Hello?
Yeah, I was actually calling to give some information about leaf
blowers. Yes, please. Oh, leaf blowers. Did you hang up on him?
Yes.
Well, he sounded like...
No, he sounded like you didn't. No, that's another dude.
Oh.
Hi, other dude. So you have some information. Are you going to be as succinct as that last guy would have been, yeah?
No. What you do is you go get the diesel blower.
Oh, you get a more heavy-duty one. I gotcha.
A louder one. It was a shit that, you know. And then you do it both, like, at 8:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, on other weeks, you do it at like 7:30 in the morning.
So you get it. You get them both in the morning and at night. You just out-leaf-blow them.
Yeah, out-leaf-blow them.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know that's a bad idea.
See if they come to you. See if they come to you. That's... If they don't come to you and they stop, then they learn something. They're just stupid.
I don't hate it.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
I think the first guy would have had more information.
Hello.
Yeah, had you not hung up on
him.
Yes,
I know. Yes, hey.
Hi, leaf blowers.
I can't believe I got through to you guys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had a was blowing leaves and I'm making noise, and I work night shift, and he's a big all this damn noise at 6 in the morning with the leaf blower.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took my .22, went out there. I said, hey, you just shut the thing off, I'm going to shoot you.
I'm sorry, you threatened to shoot him.
Of course I did.
Of course I did.
I was already sick and had the flu and everything and been working night shift, 12-hour days, 12-15-hour days.
That doesn't help.
Wave that gun.
So wave the gun around.
Wave the pistol. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Good advice.
That's some advice.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS.
Leaf blowers. How do you deal with them? We're talking about leaf blowers. And what is a good way to stop a neighbor from using them at the wrong times?
They go on at 7 a.m. every morning. And so I took my amplifier out there, blasted it to 11, and just started blasting my guitar at them, matching their noises with my guitar.
So you just outnoise them. I like it.
Yeah, the neighbor did not like it.
No,
but
sure.
Whatever. She's the one that's hiring them to do it.
What is the best anti-leaf blower song that you know of you can play?
Oh, I was doing Metallica's Injustice for All album, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right. I like it. That's
thanks,
a good choice.
Thanks, man.
So.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, leaf blowers. Check it out, man. So how you fix that problem? If you go and you go get your grandpa's rake at 3 o'clock in the morning and use it right next to their bedroom window.
Oh, hey, I like that.
A low pro.
You know that one that's hanging on the wall that's only got like 3 teeth left on it?
Yep.
Just like grandpa.
Yep.
Just like grandpa, exactly.
Just take grandpa and flip him upside down and rake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a terrible sound, the rake sound. That is an grandpa's
exactly.
Worse, actually, when you have a upside down.
That's true.
Put me down, you damn bastard! KLOS, hello?
Hello?
Hey, how do you deal with leaf blowers?
As soon as I hear the weed whacker,
right,
I go right out there with my garden hose, and I have this attachment on it that's like a fire hose.
Oh, nice.
I soak everything right on my neighbor's lawn. Everything. By the sidewalk, I drench all of it right while they're trying to do it. I don't care. I'll get them wet. I'll drench the whole thing while they're trying to weed whack it. And then by the time they get the leaf blower out, there's nothing they can do. It's all sopping wet. It doesn't even move.
That's pretty genius.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
NYU has a course in Taylor Swift. Talk about that in a second.
I would fail that. I don't know anything about Taylor Swift.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo?
Yeah, I'm concerned. I want to make sure that you stay in a very healthy state of being young Kevin.
So, what, am I in a healthy state already?
Well, I believe so. Okay. I think so. But I have a really interesting, and this is a true list that's really out there, of activities and things people can get into that can lead to something. And I'm hoping you can maybe guess what these things have in common that will lead you to a certain state of being, okay?
All
so I'm
going to
throw
these
them
things.
Out.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a recipe for a certain kind of human experience.
Okay.
I just want to see if, so the first one on the list is yoga.
Okay.
Any first thoughts about what maybe that could lead you to?
What it could lead you to?
Yeah.
Being bendy? Stretchy?
Ooh, that would be helpful.
Yes.
Vegetarianism. So kind of, what does that bring to mind? Yoga and vegetarianism?
Hacky sack?
Right. It's a little weirder here. If you do remote viewing, do you ever do like Zoom calls or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So throw that into the mix.
Remote viewing?
Yeah.
Vegetarian?
Yeah. And
yoga?
Yeah. Now here's another one that's on this list. Apparently all related and can lead to the same thing.
Okay.
Alt comics. Comic books that are a little like Walking Dead, a little weird. How about rock music?
Rock? What do all these lead to, asking?
Yes. A state of being for a human
Nirvana.
Being. Nirvana. What about Dungeons and Dragons? Throw that in the mix if you're into that.
Okay.
If you smoke marijuana or are into Harry Potter.
Both. Check, check, and check.
Astrology? Does that take you a little closer to maybe what the fear is here?
The fear? It's a fear?
Yeah.
Wait, is it a goal or a fear?
It's a list of things to avoid. It's a recipe for disaster.
Oh, recipe for disaster.
What does it all add up to, though? And this is a real
rock
list.
Rock music is one of them?
Yep. Right in there with, let's see, what is some other weird stuff here? Necromancy.
Nope.
So you're not into that anymore?
Nope. I gave that up.
Eastern religions, for example, apparently are a trouble.
No.
I can bring this to you.
I don't. It doesn't add up to anything to me.
The Church of Satan.
Worshipping Satan?
This is a list. Here's the list of components of Satan's spiritual structure and doorways to demonic possession.
So if I do all those, mm-hmm. yoga included,
yeah.
I might be possessed?
Yeah, you might, yes.
I'm on my way to being worshipping Satan.
Yes, this is a list. No, you've been possessed. Just, you'll do a Linda Blair on us.
Oh.
You'll be in here spouting
pea
green
soup?
Pea soup. This is a list that's going to people and kids to be
that's
aware
so
of.
Dumb. Rock music is one of them.
Did you ever get any of these kind
out.
Of lists or like
no.
weird things? You watch those religious channels and they
no.
do really weird.
Who watches those?
I mean, yoga. Look out for yoga.
Yoga can be very dangerous.
Vegetarianism. Remote viewing leads to demonic. I can't even say it. I think you failed. I think you can
think
be
I
possessed. We call you Linda from now on.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Did you go to college? You didn't go to college.
No, I didn't finish high school.
What a waste. What a waste that was.
I'm going to high school. Yeah.
NYU launches Taylor Swift class. You can actually take Taylor Swift in a class at NYU, according to Variety.
How much can there be to study for an entire semester? How does that work? I don't even know a single Taylor Swift title.
The course objective, students will learn about the legacy of pop and country songwriters that have influenced Swift. Number two, what? Students will gain an understanding of how to discourse youth and girlhood. Three, students will learn about politics of race and contemporary popular music. Four, students will develop greater sophistication. Blah, 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 blah,
and
blah,
this
blah.
Is what they're taking out student loans for $150
yes.
million. Dollars they're going to pay
NYU
for the rest of their life.
NYU is an expensive
yes,
school.
Very expensive school.
And we're very lucky to have Professor Ronnie Klingenhammer.
What?
On the line with us.
From
Professor.
NYU?
From NYU.
Wow.
Hello, sir.
All right. That's Godhead.
Are you?
Yeah.
So, you're the professor?
I'm professor teaching the Taylor Swift class.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
All right.
How did you get picked for that class? Why are you qualified to pick that to teach?
Because I love Taylor
right.
Swift. She's so adorable and cute.
Right, but I'm guessing.
And she's so talented. She's Godhead.
Right. But I mean, like,
all
are you?
All right.
Are you going to study, like, the way she writes songs or that kind of stuff? Or what's the focus?
She's super cute and super talented.
Is that right?
I bet she passes the pencil test.
Nobody passes the pencil test anymore.
I'll bet she does.
I'm gonna teach all about her and all the good things about Taylor Swift.
Like what, though?
Yes.
I mean, you've only said she's cute. What else is there?
Yeah. That
well,
covers the first 6 seconds.
Super rich and super famous, too.
Right.
And yet somehow she always is a victim. That's incredible how she does that.
Well, okay, so I can...
Godhead.
It's so weird because I had a friend who used to use the word Godhead.
Yeah. What happened
all
to that
right.
guy?
All right. Your friend sounds cool.
How did he get a teaching job at NYU?
Well, I learned a lot about music over the years. Mm-hmm. I'm like really into music.
Right.
And I said to them, I have a degree in musicness. And
it's not a
said,
thing.
All right. You should teach a course. And I said, okay, I'm going to teach a course on the monkeys. All right.
Is there any chance you look a little like Davy Jones and drive a GTO, a little GTO to the school?
Davy, GTOs are Godhead. I wish I had a GTO.
Oh, days
mine got stolen.
Oh, that's so sad.
Hold on, Tripp's on the phone.
Good luck with that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have two tickets to see Slash in concert on Friday, February 18th at YouTube Theater, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, plus a Slash limited edition custom KLOS t-shirt.
Yeah, call us now. Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS, and we'll give all of that Slash stuff to you.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Jeff.
Jeff, you want tickets to see Slash?
I'd love tickets to see Slash.
You got them. Friday, February 18th at YouTube Theater, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Plus, we're going to dress you. We have a Slash limited edition custom KLOS t-shirt.
Marcy's going to help you put it on. How awesome is that?
Oh, I'm into that.
Yeah, everybody else can get their tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, but you got them for free. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Did you ever, were you ever a delivery driver?
No, never did that particular job.
I would not be good at it. People are making Amazon drivers dance for surveillance cameras and posting the footage on TikTok.
I almost think that if you did it, though, you would do that. I mean, I guess if someone...
I totally would.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because when I dance, A, it's super sexy.
Oh,
but
man.
B, fact. I do it to make people laugh.
When they're not being turned on.
So, right. Well, have a both. Laugh.
Yeah.
Both. Customers are asking Amazon delivery people to dance in front of surveillance camera. They leave a little note. They say, hey, Amazon driver.
Oh, okay. I was wondering how that worked.
Do
I thought maybe they'd hit the door and go, hey, dance for us. But no, they just leave a note. Yeah.
Most of the time they leave a note.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And then clips are posted on the social media site.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
It's
actually
awesome if people are into it.
Sure. But I mean, if you're not, you just ignore it and just walk away. But, you know, if you do, man, you
there
get
was
down.
One customer that used the Amazon app to request that they do the chicken dance, a specific dance.
Sure. I know the chicken
and
dance.
And the employee
well.
Ignored that request on
oh,
that occasion. Not into it.
Come on.
Listen, some days when you're super
sure.
frustrated.
Yes.
I can imagine that would be
go
the last thing you want to do.
But if you really are in the chicken dance mood, man, and you got an
not?
Audience.
Who is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and you know it's going to go viral.
All right, so you are or were a delivery driver.
Yeah, would you
this
do
drive
it?
Drive you crazy?
Yeah, have you done it?
And what have customers asked you to do?
Oh,
that has to be a difficult job, I would assume. The last thing I got delivered to my house was in 1,000 pieces.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
Just throw it at your door or just
repeatedly.
Destroy it?
Must have
wow.
Repeatedly.
Wow.
Everything inside was crushed.
I told you that really weird thing that one of them, someone got a package recently and the package was in perfect condition. The box that, you know, the item came
the
in.
The inside box.
Yeah, was
yeah.
fine as well. But the thing itself was all ripped up. It was a book or something and it was torn and it was.
That's so bizarre. So
somebody down the line.
Somebody
was really
did that
pissed.
On purpose
yeah.
and then.
Yeah, set it up.
Wow.
And sent it on its
not
way.
Mine. They just. Broke it right
yeah,
to shreds.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure why.
What was it? Something nasty, I hope.
I'm not going to say.
But you didn't leave it. Would you?
What?
Would you leave a note? Would you want to do that? Would you want to see if people would dance for
I
you?
Would not leave a note,
no.
but I would dance.
Yeah.
Because I would try to
sure.
make people laugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to be funny.
Yeah. Well,
but,
dance now. No, no,
nope.
Don't.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. If you're a delivery driver, would this annoy you?
Have you done it?
Have you done it?
Would you?
Would it annoy you? Would you do it? And what have people asked you to
there
do?
There you go. All those things.
955-KLOS. We were talking about people making Amazon drivers dance on their on their ring cams, and we have an Amazon delivery driver on the line. What did people ask you to do?
To deliver it in funky spots, like hide it, you know, because there's a lot of thieves. I do it in like,
oh, I see.
The K-Town, West LA area, so it's pretty crazy.
So they say put it around behind the side of the wall or something so no one else can see it?
Yeah, usually if it's like a house, like go hide it for me, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. If someone left a note asking you to dance in front of the camera, would you?
Oh, I'm down.
Yeah, you would.
I'm down. That's what
nice.
I thought. I figure most people would be.
They better leave like a little, you know, incentive.
little
weed.
That's
little
what incentive.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
The kind of incentive you can smoke.
Oh yeah.
Right on, man. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. All right, there's one vote. Yes.
All right. KLOS. Hello.
I'm not a driver, but I was at home and saw a guy walking up to my door,
mm-hmm.
and he chucked the box at my front door.
Wow,
that's hilarious.
There. And I opened it and I go, bro, really? And he goes. And he, I'm not going to say from what company we're, but he used some words and then just walked off.
Wow.
So
wow.
He was probably having a bad day.
Yeah. Yeah, but he didn't be throwing your precious china or whatever you're having delivered at your door.
I'm guessing that you weren't having china delivered.
No, it was something that wasn't going to break. Okay, but, good. You know,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, you should ask him to dance. You should have.
He probably would have
gone out there and danced with a gun. You know, pew pew, shoot at his feet. Next time,
no, can't do that in California.
Right on. Thanks for calling, Arizona. I guess
KLOS. Hello.
Yeah, I've done it for a bunch of different places like Uber, DoorDash, Amazon, all right. that. And I was working in like the worst area of Santa Ana, and the notes on it said, hey, when you get this delivered, yell, hey, Hector, get out here, fat ass, your tacos are here.
That's fantastic. Did you?
Oh, it was awesome.
Did you do that?
And I did.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yes, I did. And the guy came out. He was like the biggest guy I've ever seen.
That's hilarious.
Scared the hell out of me.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You're a delivery driver. How'd that go? If you have a driving job, if you're a delivery person, and somebody leaves you a note that they want you to dance on camera, what else do you need?
Leave $20 for that note.
So it needs $20 before you'll dance? So they you had to stick it in your G-string and then you'll dance?
Yeah, for $20.
I hope you're a really good dancer, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah, I used to be a driver.
Yes.
And that's the guy's like, oh, I need some tacos. So he put a request for as many hot sauce packets from Jack in the Box as possible.
Right.
So I literally asked him, like, dude, I need as many as you can, like, literally fill a whole bag. And they did it for me.
Nice. All right.
As soon as I walked to this guy's rich-ass mansion, the door opens with, like, backlit. And, like, you could tell this guy was high off his ass.
Right.
It was just like, hey. I was like, hey, man, I got you your extra sauces. And he looked in and he's like, oh, hey, you want to join?
So, did he say, hey, you want to join?
Yeah, that was a fun night.
It sounds like a fun night.
Awesome. Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You are a driver, a delivery driver. How'd that go? KLOS, hello?
Delivery driver here.
Yes. Who'd you deliver for?
A chocolate-colored delivery.
I know that one.
I know. So UPS, yeah?
And did anybody ever ask you to dance in front of their Ring camera?
No, they've asked me to catch a snake.
Oh, really?
Really? They had a snake in the house and they wanted you to come in and catch it?
It was out in the garden.
Oh, my God.
Really? Did you?
Did you?
You better believe I did.
You bite the head off?
Did they give you some cash?
She took me to the Dodger game.
Oh, wow, really?
And a beautiful relationship was born. That's totally worth it.
Yes.
Wow, that is a bizarre story. That's really weird.
It does everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I would dance. I definitely would dance.
Oh, yay!
I'd burn a rug.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Thank you. That was awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hey. I'm calling about the delivery driver.
Yes. Yeah. You do that?
Okay.
Or did?
I used to, a long time ago. The strangest delivery I had to make was... It was like a corporate woman's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to run around town, three different spots, pick up, first thing I pick up is a blow up doll with like a party hat on. And now I have that sitting in my passenger seat. I have a sense of humor like that.
Hey, you can use the carpool link.
Right, sure.
This is in West Hollywood, like Melrose and La Cienega.
Sure, gotcha.
But no, I would dance. Yeah, I would definitely boogie, woogie, woogie all day long.
You sound like a dancer.
Yeah, especially with a blow up doll, right?
Oh, yeah, twirl around with it.
That is awesome, man. Dude, perfect. Thank you for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You are a delivery driver. What was the strangest thing you were asked? We're taking calls from delivery drivers. KLOS, hello.
Delivery driver.
Ding, ding.
Hi. Well, who'd you deliver for?
Amazon.
Okay. And what was the strangest thing someone asked you to do?
It was a mature woman, and she wanted me to come inside her house.
I was wondering when we were going to get one of those.
Uh-huh.
And did you?
No, I have a wife of 8 years.
Oh, okay. That's been 7 years. You would have been like, I'm going in.
Was it tempting?
Of course it is. It's always tempting. We're men.
That's a good point. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo every Friday afternoon from 5 to 7.
It's nothing but party music. We don't care what kind of party music is. As long as it's loud and it gets you in a good mood, we're up for it.
It's our old request fest, 818-955-KLOS. If we have it, we'll play it.
Yeah, so call now. What do you got in mind that'll get your weekend started? 818-955-KLOS.
Kiss!
For Debbie in West Hills, good suggestion. I like getting that going in.
And this is Julie from Irvine.
It's all Request Fest.
Wanted to hear a little Spoon Man. I don't think.
Well, no, not really. But that's a syringe eventually. But
hey, whatever!
Here you go.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's our All Request Fest.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, it's me, Bernie from Canoga Park, and I want to hear Stranglehold from Ted Nugent.
It's Friday. It's 95.5 KLOS. It's Southern California's Rock Station.
Hello, it's our All Request Fest.
Hi, can I request Testify by Rage Against the Machine?
Yes, you can. You're saying that's a dirty song?
Very naughty song.
What?
Who requested that Van Halen naughty song?
Claire Thorpe from Studio City.
Claire Thorpe.
Yep.
I see. I get the picture. Hey, tomorrow, by the way, JD is going to be counting down the 10 most requested via KLOS social and phones and stuff Van Halen songs.
I don't know how you come up with the top 10.
I know, right?
There are certain bands that you just go, okay, you got to put 13 of them in there.
Or 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do believe JD's got his work cut out for him. That starts at 12 noon tomorrow, and then on Sunday at 12 noon, it's Queen. So what are your favorite Queen and Van Halen songs? Be ready to answer his questions. Hello, KLOS!
Hey, I would like to kick out the jams with the MC5.
Nice!
I would like to do that as well.
What do you think about them being nominated to the little Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I didn't even know. But hey, man, they deserve it. You know, they're one of the most underrated, unappreciated rock bands in history.
Agreed.
Fully agree. And who is this?
Sid!
MC5 on our KLOS All Request Fest.
Thank you very much.
95.5 KLOS.
I have no idea what we're doing.
It's our little All Request Fest where we go to the phones and ask hello. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin and Spargo?
What's happening?
It is our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to hear A-Ron Jones, Supercharged.
Did you hear him when he was here at the station hanging out?
Absolutely. It was great. I wish I could have made it to the show.
You can still find it online, actually, on our social. But, yeah, he's still hanging here in the studio with Kevin and I. He spent a lot of time with us.
Well, there you go.
We won't let him go.
Happy to play A-Ron Jones. Love this guy. Here you go on KLOS.
Thank you.
Monsieur Zombie for Rich in Hollywood. And I never did find out if you, Rich, are you on Beechwood Canyon? I used to live up there. I love it. Miss it. Miss Hollywood.
You know where he lives exactly?
No, I have no idea.
What kind of stalker are you? KLOS, hello.
Can you say some giant fighting goodbye?
Yes, we can. Who are you?
It's Archie.
Archie, where are you calling from, man?
Atwater.
All right, here's your triumph.
The insult comic dog?
No, that's a different triumph.
I love that. I love triumph.
Very different.
Here you go. Yeah. Yes. That's one of my all-time favorite songs. I love that damn song. What a damn good request.
Requested by Raul.
Raul. Right on, Raul. Well done. He's always contributing awesome stuff.
He is. That is true. It's KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo. It's our All Request Fest. Hello.
Hey, love you guys.
Thank you. It's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Well, how about a song from Metallica that rarely gets played?
All right, which one?
Until It Sleeps.
Oh, I love that song. That's sort of a much bigger hit. That's a good one.
It's got a big Dick Dale type, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're right.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a very different sound for them. Yeah. Who are you?
My name is Cindy, and this is my son, Dakota.
Hey, Dakota.
He has autism, and he loves to listen to you guys every afternoon.
Thanks, Dakota.
That's nice. Right on. Right on, Dakota. And here's Metallica for you both on KLOS.
Thank you so much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in our All Request Fest. Hello.
Hello. Can I request a song?
Yes. Who's this?
My name is Buford.
My little smoky bear, and I'm tail grabbing your ass right now.
No, Buford.
Right. Buford, what can we play for you?
The band is called Caesar.
Yeah. Which one?
Careless Whisper.
You bastard!
You go straight to hell.
Where are you, you some bitch?
Hey.
Buford T. Justice. Thanks for calling, Buford.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Well, I want to hear Ram It.
You want to hear Ram It?
Hell yeah.
I would love to play that for you.
Ram It. Do you know?
We move on.
KLOS, hello. It's our All Request Fest.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Let's hear Stillborn by Black Label Society. Yeah.
I like that you gave yourself a yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a Hetfield voice.
All right, man. You got it. Black Label Society, Stillborn on KLOS.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Dude, I'm really... What, did you hang up on him?
Whoops.
I'm pretty sure he was saying we were awesome. God damn it.
This is 95.5. KLOS is Steve Downs on 95. I'm sorry, man. I just... playing with your heads. Hey, how you doing, roosters? Sons of bitches. I'm sorry, man. You know Steve Downs, man. You know that cat, right? All right, man. Hey, nice to speak with you all, man.
The pleasure is ours. What do you want to hear?
Oh, man, bitch, Diamond Head, man. Am I Evil? It's on 95.5 KLOS, Los Angeles. I dig that dude. Is he dead or alive? I don't know. Hey, don't mind me, man.
All right, here's your Diamond Head, man.
Hey, man, from this Puerto Rican to you roosters kicking it there. Thank you very much, man.
It's our old request fest, KLOS. Hello.
I like to request Four Sticks by Led Zeppelin. This is Eddie Boy from Point.
You got it. No problem.
I appreciate that, man. I love you guys.
KLOS. Hello. It's our old request fest.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo! Yes.
Happy Friday. Woo!
Yeah!
I would like to hear I Don't Want to Stop by Ozzy Osbourne.
Hell yeah, man.
Thank you.
Who are you?
My name's Bill from El Monte.
Ozzy and KLOS.
You know, that song is kind of truth in advertising because, you know, you always try and fight the law, but the law
always
bloody,
wins.
Bloody, bloody, always bloody wins, bloody.
Yeah.
That's for Barbie. Nice request.
Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Cool. What did we learn,
we
man?
We talked about leaf blower battles and how to get neighbors to stop. And we had a guy who called in and said that he would wake up just before the leaf blower would start and hose down his neighbor's leaves.
So everything on the lawn was wet.
Fantastic.
Not a chance of blowing those leaves, man. That's brilliant.
There's a college course in Taylor Swift at NYU, and we talked to a professor?
All right.
Question mark?
Yeah, amazing.
Who found her pretty hot?
Yeah.
And there's a new trend of Amazon delivery drivers being asked to dance for a ring cam, and we talked to a bunch of drivers who were totally into it.
They were way on board.
Fantastic.
You guys rule. All right, I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
Oh, and?
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
Little Richard's Tutti Frutti got as high as it was gonna get on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1956. It hit number 17. Insanely, just a number 12 on the chart. If you're a fan of the Stones song, 19th Nervous Breakdown, which hit number 2, released on this day in rock in 1966.